Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Hey, it's Megan from The Morning Show. Happy New Year, and thank you for tuning in to our first edition of Community Matters for the new year. Because it is New Year's, there are lots of friends making New Year's resolutions, and perhaps health and wellness is at the top of your very own list. So we thought we'd take some time today to talk with a nutritionist about some ways to see success in the new year with that, different things to focus on. So today we're joined by a special guest, and I will let her do the introductions. Good morning and welcome to Community Matters. Would you like to let our audience know just a little bit about who you are and your background in health and wellness?
I am Courtney McCormick. I am the manager of clinical research and nutrition with Tivity Health, and I am a registered dietitian, and I've been with the Nutrisystem brand of Tivity Health for the past 5.5 years. And so my role really is working in product development and innovation and really helping to guide the nutrition strategy for our Nutrisystem and South Beach Diet brands.
Well, it's great to have you with us today, Courtney. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. I did want to ask you just a little bit about when it comes to nutrition plans and how we're looking at our own nutrition, our own health, our own wellness. It's easy to kind of go towards some of those packaged diet plans or products or things like that. But there is something to be said about personalization when it comes to your specific body and the success that you'll find with different things. Can you speak on that?
You know, we do a lot of consumer research here at Nutrisystem. And what we found is that, you know, consumers really are looking for personalization, especially when it comes to weight loss and wellness. And in some of our own research that we've done, we found that up to 60% of consumers agree that personalization is essential when it comes to weight loss programs.
And from your professional history and experience, have you found that in particular this time of year is when people really do a dedicated focus on health and wellness?
It is. So, you know, typically from January to March, I think it's just, you know, that time of year where many people set goals for themselves, whether it's around weight loss or whether it's just around health and wellness and improving their diet. And so I think, you know, it's probably not unique just to our brand, but to many of the brands that are in that weight loss and wellness space.
When it comes to someone setting a goal to be more healthy, whether that's following a new nutrition plan or even a new fitness program, there is something to be said for different bodies respond to different plans, right? It's not just a one size fits all.
Yeah, so one of the things we know from the research, and again, some of this is older research as well as some newer research, so it's kind of a combination. But we know when we look at body type, it really goes beyond just weight loss, and body type can help give us insights into how we can modify our diet, also address various health outcomes, things like helping to reduce cardiovascular disease. And really what body type is telling us is that, you know, where we store our fat or most of our weight, that can be an indicator of how our body is working to process those carbs and proteins and fats that we're eating in our diet. And so when we look in the mirror and see, you know, whether we're an apple shape or a pear shape or an hourglass or a rectangle, it really can give us clues and insights into how we modify those macronutrients. So do we need to have lower carbs, or do we need to have lower fat, or do we need to focus on more protein in our diet? And all of that we can kind of, you know, get a sense into what's going to work best for the individual based on their body shape and where they're storing their fat.
So for the general listener tuning in right now, are there some things that they can be on the lookout for when they're looking at their own body shape, or is that something that really needs the eyes of a professional behind it?
So I think the individual can really assess, you know, their own body shape, and really it's just as simple as kind of looking in the mirror and thinking about, you know, where are you storing the majority of your fat? So if you're someone who is an apple shape, you know, you're going to store most of that fat or that weight in your midsection or belly, and you kind of have that apple shape. Whereas someone who is a pear, they're someone who is more likely to see that they're, you know, storing more weight in their hips and thighs and buttocks. The hourglass is someone that has that defined waist, so you can really see your waist because you carry more of your weight in your shoulders and in your hips. And then that rectangle person is really that person who carries weight really evenly all over their body. And so I think it's, you know, just a simple look in the mirror can really help identify where are you storing that body fat.
So in terms of the different body types then, are there things that we can look out for? And like, for instance, if I am an apple, what are the things that I should be looking out for in my diet?
Yeah, so that person who tends to store a lot of weight in their midsection, typically what happens in that situation is they're seeing imbalances in the hormone insulin. And what we know is that those individuals could actually benefit from reducing carbs in their diet and really focusing more on incorporating more protein, more healthy fats. And then when they are going to incorporate carbs into their diet, because they, we're not saying no carb, it's just maybe a lower carb approach. And for those individuals, when they do choose carbs, it really should be those lower glycemic carbs. And what I mean by lower glycemic carbs are those carbs that have more fiber, things like beans, things like whole grains, fresh whole fruits with the peel still on them. Those types of carbs really should be the focus of any types of carbs in that apple-shaped individual's diet, and really trying to minimize the added sugars in the diet of that individual.
So I feel like lower glycemic, then, that is definitely a term that if you're into health, if you're into wellness, or if you're, like within the industry itself, you know what that means. But to the common person, they may not fully understand what's behind that term. Can you explain that a bit?
Yeah. So a lower glycemic, so the glycemic index is actually a measure of, how quickly your body processes the carbohydrates that you're eating. And so, a high glycemic index food is going to be something like, refined white sugar or white bread or white pasta. Those types of foods, when you eat them, your body quickly digests them, as opposed to something that's a little slower digesting. So things that have more fiber in them, foods that have higher amounts of protein and fat are going to slow down the digestion process. And so those types of foods are going to be things, with more fiber, like beans have a lower GI. And when you focus on those lower GI foods, when it takes a little bit longer for your body to digest them, it's going to help keep you feeling fuller longer. And again, it's really important for that individual with that apple body shape that they lower their carb intake. And if they do choose to have carbs in their program, that they're really choosing those carbs that are a little slower to digest.
You've mentioned the term macronutrients as something that you help people find the right balance for in their own personal wellness journey. Can you unpack what macronutrients are?
Yeah, so when we talk about macronutrients, it really is the protein, the fat, and the carbohydrates that we're choosing to eat in our diet. And when we talk about, body shape or body type or where we're storing fat in our diet, it really is an indicator of how we're actually digesting and processing those carbs, proteins, and fats, or those macronutrients. And so really what we want to focus on, is looking at, if you're someone who has that pear shape, so you're, storing the majority of your body weight and fat tend to kind of lay in that hip and thigh area, for that individual, they're actually someone who can maybe handle a little bit more carbs in the diet. So really focusing on increasing carbs, but making sure that they're getting those carbohydrates from fiber sources, and also making sure that they're choosing lower fat choices. So it really will, body type can really influence how we process those carbs, proteins, and fats.
So when it comes to New Year's resolutions and people making those goals, setting those goals to have better health, better wellness in 2020, what are some ways that you have seen people find success in meeting those goals?
I always encourage people, I think when you kind of start the new year and thinking about what resolutions you want to have for that year, if it is around weight loss, I always encourage people to not necessarily think about that number that they want to hit, but think about the behaviors that they need to achieve in order to get to that weight loss, and really focus those resolutions on behavior type goals versus, I'm going to lose 20 pounds or I'm going to lose 50 pounds or whatever it is. I think you need to take a step back and think about, well, how are you going to get there? So maybe the New Year's resolution is I'm going to, watch my portion sizes, or I'm going to start tracking what I'm eating, or I'm going to get takeout 2 times less each week, or whatever it may be. But really focus those resolutions on behaviors as opposed to a number on the scale that you're trying to hit. And then I also think the other thing is to make sure when you choose those behaviors for your goals that you're thinking about what is realistic and what is really achievable for you. So really making sure that they're small goals that you can actually achieve and be successful at. And then once you hit that one goal, maybe set a new goal. So it doesn't have to be a all or nothing type of goal. I think starting small is always my advice.
What about for friends who decide to take on a goal together, whether that's trying a new diet or hitting the gym, whatever it might be, but then you've got different results happening in each of them? What are some things that you would say to encourage them? Because it does come down a lot to body type and our responses will be different.
Yeah, I think, you know, as we go through these types of programs, and social support is so important, and I think it is important to remind ourselves that we are all different and that, you know, we will all get to where we need to be and we will all hit our goals. It's just we may go at different paces and we may experience different outcomes along the way, and that's perfectly fine. And so I think it's important to have that social support so we can keep one another motivated and give that encouragement. But I think it's also important that we not compare ourselves to that other person and where they're at in their journey, because everybody will be, you know, taking a different approach to their weight loss and wellness journey.
And then for someone who's really kind of embarking on this journey on their own, maybe setting out to try new behaviors, to set new health and wellness goals, how could they go about developing their own personalized health plan?
So again, I think it goes back to kind of thinking through what is going to work best for you. So, you know, everybody knows their own lifestyle better than anybody else. And so it's trying to think about what is that one thing that's going to work best for them and helping them, developing that plan that's going to be ideal for them. And I think looking at something like body type is really a great first start, because I think that can help them identify where do they need to go in terms of how much protein, fat, and carbs they're going to have each day. But then also they need to figure out, well, what are some of those other areas they want to improve? Do they want to watch their portion sizes? Do they want to snack less? Do they want to choose healthier snacks throughout the day? And really come up with a plan that is individualized to help them succeed.
So you did talk about healthy snacks. So that's probably something that a lot of us struggle then with, because we're leading very busy lives. A lot of it is grab and go. What are some of those go-to snacks that are pretty healthy for most body types that we could easily keep with us?
I know my go-to choice is always some type of nut, whether it's almonds or trail mixes, because I think they're, again, quick, easy, grab and go. They provide the protein. They have some healthy fat in there. They have some fiber. So again, I think it helps with all of those approaches, whether you're an apple or a pear or a rectangle or an hourglass. Nuts can really make a great snack choice, and they really help keep you feeling fuller longer. You can also grab things like quick protein shakes or protein bars are also great choices for people. And then also just having, you know, fresh fruit, those things that can, again, easily grab and go. So things like an orange or an apple, because they're going to give you that fiber that your body needs. So even if you are on one of those programs where it recommends lower carb, you're still going to get those healthier carbs that you still need. Because again, lower carb does not mean no carbs. We still need to have some of those carbs in our diet.
See, and that's probably something that, you know, people, they shy away from. Maybe they go too hard on the keto or the Atkins side of things, or like carbs bad, but you would say, no, they're not all bad.
Right. And I think it goes back to not just the quantity, but the quality of the carbs. And again, it goes back to finding that one approach that's going to be realistic that you can sustain long term, because I think it's great if people hit their weight loss goal, but if they can't maintain that weight loss long term, then really, you know, I think you lose some of those health benefits. And so it's important to think about what can you sustain long term. For some people, they may find that keto works great for them and they can sustain it, whereas others may find that they really need to have some carbs in their diet in order to sustain it long term. So I think that's where it all goes back to that one size doesn't fit all. And really, you need to find that approach that works best for you.
Great. Well, Courtney, thank you so much for your time. And for those of you who maybe have set your sights on better health and better wellness in 2020, hopefully you've gotten some good tips from Courtney about how to find the right personal balance of macronutrients for you, how to set small goals, find something achievable, keeping those healthy snacks nearby, whatever it takes. Thank you again for tuning in to Community Matters on your encouraging WPER.